It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, it's time for Fire and Ice. Which players are on fire? Which players you should put on ice? On One Dude with a Fantasy, Sports Radio 92.9.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The game.
All right, we're going to roll through these real fast, and if we don't get finished, we'll continue in the next segment, which will be all fire and ice goodness. Like I said, if you want to, continue to call with any Falcons that you had starting on Thursday. So Pat Mahomes, I teased it before the break. Some might call him the GOAT. Some might call him the Frog. Look, Pat Mahomes is going up against the Saints, who have not given up more than 13 points to any quarterback this season. All right, the Saints have a great defense. I'm not just saying that because I'm a Saints fan. The Saints have a great defense. We've seen that thus far in the season. Also, Pat Mahomes, reason number 14, however many, you don't draft a quarterback early. I'm not going to harp on that, though. Pat Mahomes has not had a top 10 finish in fantasy football since like week 10 of last year. He's rattled off like 10 or 11 games where he has not finished in the top 10. I fell victim to this in a really, really deep league this season. 16-team league. Didn't think that we thought the quarterback run was going to happen after we made our second round pick. So I think we picked Pat Mahomes in the second round. That was me and my good friend Andy Bunker on a fantasy team that we're on together. But look, it should pay off. He hasn't been horrible. He just hasn't paid off where you drafted Pat Mahomes. He has a bad matchup this week. So I would look elsewhere for Pat Mahomes, and because I just said that, he's probably going to go off on Monday Night Football. Sam Darnold, he's been everybody's baby this season, but look, he plays the New York Jets. The New York Jets have allowed the second fewest quarterback fantasy points and pass yards this season. No one has cleared 12 points versus the Jets this season. Not one quarterback has scored more than 12 points versus the New York Jets this season. I don't think Sam Darnold's going to do it either. I know, I get it. He's been the darling of the season thus far, Sam Darnold, who was rejected and left out in the cold by so many teams, and now he's on the Vikings and doing well. Hey, that shows you what a good system can do for a guy. So who are we going to start in front of Pat Mahomes? Who has better matchups than Pat Mahomes? Geno Smith for the second week in a row. And yes, if I have a fire pick on this show, I would advise starting them over the ice picks. That's how this works. I would rank them higher. All right, Geno Smith versus the Giants. Geno Smith has been a top 10 quarterback every week this season. Only like two guys have done that. Pat Mahomes has not been a top 10 quarterback in like a half of a year. The Giants are not good also. Caleb Williams versus the Panthers. Look, Panthers give up the second most passing touchdowns and the third most fantasy points to quarterbacks. They also, they've given up the fifth fewest points to the quarterback position last week. Caleb Williams had 14 points. The week before that, he had 23 points. Look, he's kind of grasping the fact that he didn't have to play hero ball every single down that he touched the ball. That's what he did at USC. He wanted to be the guy, the focal point on every play. This is the NFL. You can't do that in the NFL. He's learning to trust guys like DeAndre Swift. He's learning to trust guys like Cole Kmet. Sometimes you have to dump the ball off, Caleb, and he's finally starting to grasp that. Caleb Williams, I think, is going to be a fine start versus the Panthers, who just give up a lot of stuff through the air. All right, Anthony Richardson. All right, the Jacksonville Jaguars have given up the 6th most passing touchdowns and the 2nd most passing yards per game this season. So none of those are rushing stats. So you throw Anthony Richardson's rushing on top of the fact that the Jaguars have given up this much through the air, that's going to bode well for Anthony Richardson this season. So I've got Pat Mahomes and Sam Darnold. We're going to put them on ice this week. You're going to fire up Geno Smith, Caleb Williams, and Anthony Richardson versus Jacksonville. Because of those stats that I just told you, if Anthony Richardson does not play, Joe Flacco should have not as good of a day because he doesn't run, but he should have a similarly good day as Anthony Richardson just because they do have a juicy matchup. So if you were able to get Flacco off the waiver wire and you have Anthony Richardson, you can go ahead and plug in Joe Flacco if Anthony Richardson sits. Before we go to break, let's get Taylor in Dahlonega, who had he was either starting or played against Drake London. Real quick before we go to break, what's up, Taylor? Taylor, you there? Oh, we already talked to Taylor? Oh, all right. Well, cool. We're gonna go to break then. We got one segment left. It's gonna be running back and wide receiver fire and ice. It's on the other side of this break. It's when we come back. This is One Dude with a Fantasy on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Sports Radio 99 The Game. Welcome back to One Dude with a Fantasy, man. About 10 minutes left here for you. Struggling with my mic stand here. Apologies if you listen during the week. You hear our hosts go through this on a weekly basis. I, too, go through this. Get in touch with the program, 404-726-0929. If you had any Falcons or Bucks playing on Thursday, I want to hear from you because there was just as much goodness as there was badness, all right? Or just as many studs as there were duds. You had some reaches like Darnell Mooney, who's not really a reach, but Kirk Cousins may have been. But then you had some guys that, look, these guys were drafted kind of high in my draft this year, and Bijan Robinson have not performed up to that status. Now, Bijan has been fine. But 404-726-0929, he just has not paid off that high draft status as of yet. But we do believe that good things are coming for Bijan Robinson. All right, so as the imaging told you, it's time for fire and ice for running backs. And that number was 404-726-0929. I do have the text line open. Let's see. Oh, what's up, Rusty? Rusty wants to know who's in first place and last place in the 929 Fantasies League. So let me pull it up real fast. When I go to league real fast right here, let's see. I can tell you who's not in first place is me. I'm at 2-2. I am in sixth. First place is Mo. Mo from Columbus is in first place. He's 4-0. Wow, there you go, Mo. Mr. Thibodeau is in second, followed by Guru and ATL Slayers that skip. And then Josh Hagedone. So 2, 3, 4, and 5, they are all 3-1. I am in 6th, followed by Tababi, who is in 7th. We're both 2-2. And then picking up the slack in 8th, 9th, 10th, or 11th at 1-3 are Garrett Chapman, Dylan Matthews, Dom, and Day-Day. And then Noel. Where are you at, Noel? Noel is all the way down in 12th, but good things are to come for Noel's team. She's 0-4. So there you go. Defense to stream, Dolphins or Jets. I'm always going to lean Jets there. The Jets just have a good defense. They stop everybody through the air. So if you're going to beat the New York Jets, you're going to have to do it on the ground. You haven't seen a whole lot of production from Sauce and Reed this season, or interceptions rather, but they are very good at what they do. So let's see. So that's it from the text line. Like I said, get in touch with us if you want to. But running backs on fire. I'm going to give you a backup running back that you can start this week. And I think you can start this guy with confidence probably on a weekly basis, and it's Justice Hill. If anybody watched the game last week, the Baltimore Ravens and their run game is phenomenal, all right? Lamar, stud. Derrick Henry, stud. Those things we know. But Justice Hill is averaging 7.5 touches for 59 yards per game. Now, is that a lot, Bo? No, it's not. But here's where Justice Hill is getting most of his fantasy goodness. All right. He's averaging 4 receptions and 40 receiving yards per game. So if you're in a PPR format of fantasy football, that's 8 points that Justice Hill is averaging just through the air. Not to mention the fact if the Ravens get out to a big lead, Derrick Henry is going to give up a lot of those carries to Justice Hill as they're going to pull him out of the game. Derrick Henry is a big bruising guy, and they want to keep him safe from injury because he just runs over folks. Sometimes when you run over folks, you might catch like a foot to the groin or something like that after you're stampeding past folks. So Justice Hill has been a very good flex or could be a bye week fill-in for you, especially coming into bye weeks this season. I'll probably only in a PPR. Because that 59 rush yards per game isn't going to get you a whole lot unless he is scoring touchdowns. All right, this is how funny fantasy football is. 2 weeks ago, I had 3 guys that I told you they had to poop or get off the pot. Last week, or the following week, which was week 3, none of them did anything. But then last week, 2 of them did find fantasy goodness, and I have those same 2 guys with good matchups this week. The first one is going to be Javonte Williams versus the Washington Commanders. The Washington Commanders have given up at least 15 points to a running back in every game this season. That bodes well for Javonte Williams this week for the Denver Broncos. You know why? Because Javonte Williams is a running back, and he doesn't have Jaleel McLaughlin, who we all thought may challenge Javonte Williams for that role this year, has not done so as of yet. So we love Javonte Williams this week. Oh, so TJ and Mike are new, right, Eric? As I went to Taylor, who had already hung up the phone and gotten on down the interstate. Let's go out to TJ real fast. What you got, TJ? TJ calling from Atlanta.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, man?
Hey, so I have one question. I have Cam Akers on my bench, and they just mentioned about benching Ramondre Stevenson. Should I start Cam Akers? Should I bench Ramondre? I don't know. And I did have Chase McLaughlin and Kate Iron, who started this weekend for me. I didn't get to pick up Kirk Cousins off the waiver wire.
Was he out there?
He was.
I mean, he should have been, though. He hasn't been extremely successful, at least in fantasy football terms, this season as of yet. And he's not going to throw for 500 yards, but he is worth the stash, though. He is going to be a good bye week fill-in for you.
I have Baker on my bench, but I started Jordan Love this week.
All right, well, look, as long as Jordan Love's not hobbly, and he is going to play. He played last week. They threw the ball like 45 times, if I'm not mistaken. So Jordan Love should be a fine start for you this week. It's unfortunate. Baker had a good game because he threw a couple touchdowns. I don't mind that start of Jordan Love. Jordan Love is as mobile as Baker, so he should still get you some points on the ground, too. What was the first thing? What was the first thing you had, though? It was Ramondre or Trey Sermon?
Ramondre or Cam Akers. I did pick up Gibson, but I don't know who to start.
So Antonio Gibson might get the start this week. All right. I know that it was teasing. Thanks for the phone call, bro. We're going to try to get through this right now as we are still on running backs. Antonio, it was Gerard Mayo came out and said, because look, Ramondre Stevenson has fumbled every game that he's played in this week, including last week. After Ramondre Stevenson fumbled, Antonio Gibson came in and did have some success. After the game, Gerard Mayo did tease that maybe Ramondre Stevenson would not start this game and it would be Antonio Gibson. Look, I'm not giving up on Ramondre Stevenson yet. Cam Akers is going to be the guy with Joe Mixon out, but Cam Akers with Joe Mixon out, it's not proven that he can be a week-to-week guy. He does have a good matchup this week, but I'm staying with Ramondre Stevenson. I want to see how this plays out. Even if Antonio Gibson starts this game, it's probably going to be only the first series. Ramondre Stevenson is a hell of a football player. He's very active in the backfield, too. He catches the football a lot for the Patriots. I think they're going to stay with Stevenson. He is their bell cow. I hate that word. And Antonio Gibson might be more involved this week, but he's the starter for the Patriots over those two. I like Cam Akers this week because he is going to get the volume with Mixon out. But over Akers or Ramondre Stevenson, I'm going with Ramondre Stevenson this week. So the next guy I have that did not poop 2 weeks ago, but last week he sure as heck pooped. DeAndre Swift. And he has another juicy matchup this week versus the Carolina Panthers. I kind of went over this when we were talking about quarterbacks. Caleb Williams is kind of starting to learn that he doesn't have to play hero ball every time he touches it. He used DeAndre Swift. He dumped the ball off to him a lot last week. DeAndre Swift had a great matchup or a great game last week. This week he has a great matchup. The Carolina Panthers have allowed 4 running backs to reach at least 17 points this season. You can get 17 points on a weekly basis from any running back. That's kind of a winning week. All right, so they've also allowed the fourth most rush yards per game at 148. So you can look for DeAndre Swift to have another good game versus the Carolina Panthers this week. I'm going to go back out to the phone lines real fast to Mike, who's in Cumming. He either started or played against Baker. He had a Baker question or something. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, man? No, I started Baker Mayfield. I was actually at the Falcons game, and after Kirk threw that interception, I'd say about 25% of the people left, and you know, we saw him drive against the Eagles, you know, comeback. So it's just crazy to see that in person.
Never leave your seats, people. You're not going to fight traffic that much. You know, you're going to be in traffic regardless. If you have to get the kids home to bed, then maybe you shouldn't be going out to a Thursday night football game in the first place. Thanks for the call, brother. Look, Baker ended up getting you know, 23 points, so that was a good call. Is he still there? So I'm curious as to how, you know, a lot of people get emotional, and I've actually had friends that are saying, I quit playing fantasy football because I got tired of rooting against my team. You don't have to root against your team. You just don't root for a fantasy football match. Like, you got to let the NFL play out as it may, and then whatever happens in fantasy football happens. It doesn't make you less of a fan or more of a fan because you play for or against the people on your team. Now, like I said, I don't like having players on my favorite teams because I will let emotion take place over logic. And by what I mean by that is maybe I have Rashid Shaheed on my team, and then maybe I have, I don't know, somebody with a great matchup in a, like Diontae Johnson or something like that. I might say, ooh, Shaheed, because I'm going to watch the game. And then maybe Diontae Johnson was the better pick. So, but if you can just separate the emotion from fantasy football, you're going to have a lot of fun. You don't root for these guys. You just let fantasy football play out. You still root for your favorite teams. Those are where, you know, that's where your fandom comes into play. All right. So back to running backs. Who we're going to ice this week? Look, I know you're going to hate to do it. Chase Brown. Fantastic week last week. I do love where Chase Brown's workload is headed. Chase Brown will end up usurping Zach Moss. They're still in kind of a 50-50 timeshare this week. I'm just saying the Baltimore Ravens are a hell of a bad matchup for any running back. All right, so not just Zach Moss. You're gonna ice him too, but Chase Brown was the darling from last week. He got you over 20 points, had a great game, couple of touchdowns. Don't like him this week versus a Baltimore Ravens team who only give up 57 yards per game. 57 rush yards per game. Best rushing off, if I'm not mistaken, if you multiply that out to, you know, for 57 times 4, what is that, 225 or something like that? That's how many yards they've given up the entire season, the Baltimore Ravens, on the ground. All right, so here's the Trey Sermon thing. All right. 10th fewest rush yards per game are the Jacksonville Jaguars. You can throw all over the place versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. You can run a little bit. All right, last week, though, Trey Sermon had 5 yards off of 5 carries for 8 yards. He did vulture a touchdown in week 3, if that's where you get that. He had a double-digit point total in week 3. He scored a touchdown. He only had a couple of carries. One of them was a goal line carry, so you got lucky there. But 5 carries for 8 yards. And look, he has not been good. In that week 3 that he had a good game, he had 2 carries. I actually had that written down here. 2 carries, scores a touchdown. Looks like a good play in fantasy football. Don't trust it. Very much like Xavier Worthy. Speaking of that, just to ADD on the Chiefs real fast, I don't necessarily know that Xavier Worthy is going to be the guy that gets all of the work after Rashee Rice has been placed on IR. Officially placed on IR, misses a minimum of 4 games. I still don't think that we have 100% word on the extent of his injury, which is kind of crazy that we don't know if it's a fully torn ACL or if it's going to be a reconstruction. They have placed him on IR, but to my knowledge, no surgery has been scheduled for Rashee Rice. Everybody wants Xavier Worthy to be the guy with Rashee Rice going out, but I think, honestly, the guy is going to be Travis Kelce. They're going to go back to what they know. Travis Kelce finally had a good game last week. I don't think he found the end zone, but he got you double-digit points, and out of a tight end, that's going to be pretty good. Travis Kelce is going to be the big benefactor here for Rashee Rice being out of this game. And then maybe even Kareem Hunt, who catches the ball a lot out of the backfield. You know Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt, I would start. I did have somebody ask me this. I would start Kareem Hunt over Trey Sermon this week. Kareem Hunt got 14 carries last week, and 2 weeks ago he was on the street. You know, they brought him onto the practice squad 2 weeks ago. They elevated him last week. He got in the game after a Carson Steele fumble, which the Carson Steele fumble thing is a thing. I like Kareem Hunt this week, definitely over Carson Steele. If you want to roll Xavier Worthy out there, fine. You got a lot of teams on bye. Maybe he does start to run routes a little better. He's more like a Kyle Pitts type guy. He runs straight, very fast. All right. We hope that Xavier Worthy ends up being the guy. Look, he has not gotten the workload thus far, but he has not played without Rashee Rice on the field. So I'm just saying, exercise some caution there with Xavier Worthy. Alex Madison for the Denver Broncos. Zamir White has been ruled out, like I said in our injury report. But the Denver Broncos are giving up the 11th fewest rush yards per game. That's 110. Alexander Madison has not shown that he can be a featured back in the NFL. We all thought he was going to be that guy for the Minnesota Vikings, and he wasn't. All right? And then we all thought he was going to be the guy with the Las Vegas Raiders to take the job from Zamir White. He has not been. He does not look good. Now he's got a bad matchup. I don't trust Alex Madison versus the Denver Broncos this week. And then, you know, Devin Singletary has been listed as doubtful. His backup is Tyrone Tracy. To close the show out this morning, how about let's not play New York Giants running backs? All right, you're not going to want to start Tyrone Tracy. Look, I would play Trey Sermon. I would play Cam Akers over Tyrone Tracy. The Seahawks have a good rush defense, better than average. You can run on them, but I don't think those guys will. I think this is going to be a big Wandale Robinson game there for the New York Giants with no Malik Nabers. That's going to do it for me. This has been One Dude with a Fantasy on Sports Radio 99 The Game. And if you need my help, if you got advice that you need throughout the weekend, you're going to be able to find this show. Of course, if you're listening, you're probably not going to click it. It's going to be on 99thegame.com and the Odyssey app. You can hit me up on Twitter. I am at Jedi Sports Radio. For all of your fantasy goodness, get in touch with me this weekend. That's been it for me. College football game time is next. Garrett and Abe are already in the studio breathing down my neck. Talk to y'all next week. Peace. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.